This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In San Diego today, another military trial will try to answer some of the questions that remain about who did what to captured Iraqis held at the notorious Abu Ghraib prison outside Baghdad. But the proceedings involve so many secrets that not even the identity of the accused man is known. We do know he's an officer with the Navy's elite SEALs unit, that he led a team that captured an Iraqi who subsequently died at Abu Ghraib, and that of this officer's 10-man team on this capture mission, all the other members have declined to go to trial, accepting instead fairly mild punishment in non-judicial proceedings. But this is a court-martial in San Diego, and NPR's John McChesney's there. John, what can you say about this defendant? Who is he, and what is the charge?
Alex, his name, as far as we know it, is Lieutenant L. That's all they'll release. He was the commander of a SEAL Team 7 platoon that worked in close coordination with the Central Intelligence Agency. He's accused of abusing a prisoner and allowing his men to abuse a prisoner as well. The prisoner was named Manadel al-Jamadi. Jamadi, according to CIA intelligence, was suspected of killing 12 people at a Red Cross facility a little earlier. The SEALs went out, captured him, put a hood over his head, handcuffed his hands behind him, threw him in a Humvee, and took him back to their forward operating base. And there, some testimony says, the SEALs beat him with their rifle muzzles and their fists.
Well, eventually, they take this guy to Abu Ghraib, and he dies there, but not in the hands of the SEALs. Explain what happened.
Al-Jamadi died at Abu Ghraib after he had been turned over to the Central Intelligence Agency. And records and documents show he was suspended from a wall to the point where one of the men who took him down said he didn't know that arm sockets could be twisted that far out. This is known sometimes as a Palestinian hanging. Some human rights groups call it torture. He died there, and he was later iced down and stuffed in a shower stall, and photographs of his corpse became part of the Abu Ghraib scandal. The CIA has, to this date, taken no judicial action against its people. The SEALs are resentful, some of them, because they feel that this case never would have been brought to the point where it's been brought if al-Jamadi had not died in CIA custody.
John, given all that we've heard about Abu Ghraib and the death of this prisoner, why all the attention for this trial? 9 SEALs already punished in this incident, now a court-martial for their commanding officer for what sounds like a fairly simple case of abuse.
Well, I think a lot of people are expecting some information to come out about the CIA's activities at Abu Ghraib. An earlier report called a Fay report, when it came out, it accused the CIA of setting the tone at Abu Ghraib, that its treatment of these so-called ghost detainees, of which al-Jamadi was one, their people were brought in, they weren't registered, they were interrogated by the CIA, and in some cases simply apparently disappeared. There's expectation that some of that information will come out here in addition to what the SEALs themselves did and what Lieutenant L did. The CIA has lawyers in the courtroom, though, and during pretrial proceedings, they invoked classified information over and over again, including the position that al-Jamadi was in when he died. Lieutenant L's court-martial begins today. The defense may move for a continuance, and we're not sure how long the court-martial will last.
NPR's John McChesney in San Diego. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Alex.